Jy is ingeskakel op Lekker FM 98.3, ek gesels met kaptein Dave Miller, hierdie is jou misdaadverslag. Kaptein, how are you?
Petra, I'm doing very well in yourself, thank
you. I'm fine, thank you. We're talking about imitation weapons. I saw one of these gas pistols the other day. It looks like a normal gun, and it sounds like one. Do you have to have
A license
for that?
So there are a few categories that you're looking at, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. So you get your toy firearms, which is your normal plastic little imitation firearm.
Yes.
Then you get what you call a gas pistol, which is operated with CO2 gas. It shoots a little BB pellet. It either shoots maybe sometimes a little plastic pellet, and sometimes it shoots a metal pellet.
Yeah, yeah.
That is operated with a small little CO2 canister. And then you also get what is called a blank firearm.
Mm.
And you get different calibers, but you get pistols. The pistols I know is an 8mm round.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it works on a blank firearm round, and it works like that. So let's start with, at this stage,
yes,
none of those categories do you need a license for.
Okay.
Okay. There is, however, discussions, and it's above my level.
Yeah.
But there are discussions specifically with regards to the blank firearms.
Okay.
Okay. And we will come to that shortly. But the toy firearms and your gas pistols, no.
Okay.
Okay. Definitely no license needed, even for the blank firearms at this stage. The problem we have with all of these things that we're talking about is that we are finding more and more of these types of weapons popping up at crime scenes.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that because you don't need a license for it and it's legal to possess it, that you cannot, under certain circumstances, be arrested for being in possession of a dangerous weapon or an imitation firearm.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
And remember, I'm saying under certain circumstances.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. All right. So if we talk about the gas pistols, the problem with the gas pistols is that they are also very realistic.
Yes.
The working mechanisms are exactly that, the same as a real firearm. The feel, the weight, the look, everything. The same with the blank firearms.
Yeah.
Okay. They are basically exact replicas
of
a real firearm. Okay. So in terms of the gas pistols, like I said, CO2 canister fits in through the magazine port and it fires little BB pellets.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. In terms of the blank firearms, these are firearms that have been developed to work exactly as a real firearm does.
Yes.
Okay. They have a blank round, so it has the components of gunpowder, it has the cartridge, and it has a primer.
Yeah.
The only thing missing from that round to make it a component of an ammunition is the projectile.
Okay.
Okay. So what happens is it works exactly like a firearm. You pull the trigger, the firing pin, the hammer hits the firing pin, hits the percussion cap. It ignites the propellant inside of the cartridge. There's a little plastic cap at the front of the cartridge. It creates gas. You hear the bang. It sounds exactly like a firearm. And it cycles back and it then fires, puts the next round into chamber.
Okay? Yeah.
The barrel of the firearm is sealed. There's a smaller little hole to be able to create back pressure for the weapon, if it is a pistol, to be able to work its action so that it can work like a firearm.
Yeah.
Revolver, you also get blank revolvers, works on a similar principle. The problem is that currently there's no legislation to regulate the ammunition that you need for that. So I know that there are discussions.
Yeah.
And there are plans to regulate that, because there's only one component missing from that cartridge to make it an ammunition, a round, bullet.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay? So that will be coming into effect at some stage soon. All right? So there is a real sense of, the word I'm looking for, responsibility.
Yeah.
When you own these kind of things. Okay? A lot of security companies use blank firearms. because it's safer for them. They don't have to worry about an intruder being shot by mistake.
Yeah, a lot
of people use them for, they're being marketed a lot as self-defense weapons.
Okay,
because it sounds and it works exactly like a real firearm. So it's the bang, 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 the impression that I'm now armed without the danger of any projectile firing out of that weapon.
Yeah.
Okay. If you remember correctly, if you remember just now we were talking, I said you can actually under certain circumstances be arrested.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So where you are, for example, where we find this happening is where there's a lot of cell phone thefts, grabbings and things like that. We find a lot of these blank firearms in possession of the suspects.
Okay. Yeah.
And then they are then over and above the actual robbery, they are also charged for being in possession of an imitation firearm and a dangerous weapon.
But do they do harm to the person, or is it just a gas?
So the blank firearm,
yeah,
okay, doesn't fire any projectile.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, it doesn't have a projectile that it can fire. But where the potential harm can come is the traumatic experience.
Okay, yeah,
so
yeah.
So it sounds and it works exactly like a real firearm. Mm. Okay, also remember that in terms of pointing a weapon at anybody, if it is a toy gun and the person that you're pointing that toy gun at,
yes,
okay, is under the impression that that is a real firearm, okay,
yeah,
and
yeah.
they defend themselves, all right, they are justified
under those
circumstances.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Remember, if you point a toy gun at me, all right, you can also be charged for pointing of a firearm. Doesn't matter that it's a toy gun.
Mm.
So the same thing applies with the gas pistol and the same thing applies with the blank firearm.
Okay.
Okay. If I am, let's say I'm involved in an altercation, a bit of road rage.
Okay, a bit of hodgy bodgy.
All right?
Yes.
You know, it's my turn to go. No, it's not your turn to go kind of thing. Okay. And I step out of my car and I've got this blank firearm and I threaten you with that,
that
firearm. Okay, I'm not defending myself.
Mm.
I'm threatening you. You need to understand the context of what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
The person that I'm threatening can lay a charge against me. I can be charged for intimidation. I can be charged for pointing of a firearm if I pointed at you. Pointing of a firearm.
Yes.
Not a blank firearm, not a gas pistol, a firearm.
Yes.
Because you are of the opinion at that particular time that it is real. This is the danger with these weapons because they look so real.
Mm.
Okay.
They do.
Yeah, so there's a huge responsibility on people that currently own these types of weapons, in terms of utilizing them responsibly. Okay, remember that it needs to be safeguarded as well.
Okay,
if someone breaks into your house and steals that weapon away from you, it's not a firearm, yes, but it can be utilized
for
crime.
Yeah. Hmm. Thank you so much, Captain.
It's a pleasure.
Thank you. Be safe.
Bye. You too.
Bye.